We are studying a lesson on the obligation of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world. We'll be reading chosen verses. We'll continue with verse number 12. You can watch and ask questions on our site. Pertinent questions to the studied material will be asked during the lesson. The obligation of dissemination, the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world. Verses from our sources. Verse number 12. Excerpt number 12 from Rav Kook, Letters 1. Strengthen, my friend, to illuminate the light of the wisdom of the concealed in the world. Now the times have come where all shall know and recognize and be aware that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the world and the salvation of the entire world depends only on the appearance of the wisdom of the concealed light of the internality of the secrets of the Torah in a clear and understood language. Strengthen, my friend, to illuminate the light of the wisdom of the concealed in the world. Now the time has come where everyone will know and recognize that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the whole world depends only on the appearance of the wisdom of the concealed light of the internality of the secrets of Torah in a clear language.
Clear, yeah? What?
This quote of Rav Kook always shakes me up. What is in a clearer language?
He lamented himself. He cried to Baal Sulam. But he said to him, I'm so impressed how much you can explain such complex things with your style, and I'm incapable. Truly like that. Rabash talked about it several times. That's what I heard from him. He writes beautifully, Rav Kook. We need to write novels like that. His language is extremely poetic. It's so... It has such twists and turns because of its beauty that you can't see something practical and clear behind it. That's how it sounds like. Great attainment. And you see how he writes, may you grow stronger, my friend, to shine the light of the wisdom, the concealed wisdom in the world. In the world, we have to disseminate in the world. Now the days have come that for everyone to know that the salvation of Israel and salvation of the whole world depends only on the appearance of the concealed light of the internality of the secrets of Torah. You see, this is the concealed light of the internality of the secrets of Torah. Say the bottom line. Why use five words for that? In a clear language, he says. Okay. In clear language and by himself. He was like that. I love his language, although it could be annoying at times. According to the character, the nature of our generation, we want things that are more concrete. Well, say one word and make it clear. But he writes beautifully, he writes correctly. There's nothing to say. How can we even say something about a Kabbalist like that?
Other than the uniqueness of Rav Kook, the message that he writes here, he also repeats this in another place. It says, in a popular language, to the thirsty souls, meaning the whole correction of the whole world depends on disseminating the wisdom in a clear language that what people understand. Is that what it means?
That's what he said. He says, my friend. You see, who is he talking to? May you grow stronger, my friend, to shine a light of the wisdom, concealed wisdom in the world. Now the days are near. We are in such time that everyone should come to know that the salvation of Israel, the salvation of the whole world, depends only on the appearance of the wisdom of the concealed light, of the internality of the secrets of Torah in a clear language.
And now the time's close. Was it not that way at one point?
It started from the days of the Ari, but we are already at such times. He wrote it at the beginning of the last century. We are probably 100 years after he wrote it, right? He passed away in 1935 or something.
Again, if it's possible to summarize, to see that I understood. So we are already in a time, or we're getting closer to the times, in which the whole correction depends on dissemination in a clear language.
And for the whole world.
And to the whole world.
And explain what to the whole world? That all of the salvation, Israel's and the world's, it's all one. You can't say first this and later that, seemingly equal. And to know that the salvation of Israel and the salvation of the world depends only on the appearance of this light. What can you do?
What needs to be clear to everyone?
That the salvation of the world depends on the salvation of Israel, and the salvation of Israel, what is it? From the will to receive, to rise above the ego.
Those are not words that sound clear, probably not to everyone. What, can we maybe in a clear language say that?
No, find the clear language. He also couldn't find one. But he tried.
People need to understand that salvation is freeing themselves from the will to receive. Everyone needs to understand that?
Yes. Don't twist it in some other way. Our dissemination should be the kind of dissemination that's attractive. But together with that, it explains our foundation. On what does the salvation depend? You can't just stay in the, you know, pretty words that you write, or you shoot some nice videos. No, it has to be a clear content. Not only that, we want to be considerate with people, but nevertheless, it has to be practical dissemination.
Sometimes you tell us that we have to talk to the deficiency of a person.
That's certain. Without it, he won't even look at you. So you have to turn to him. And there are several stages in dissemination. It's your salesperson, right? No, not at all. So I have nothing to talk to you about. Doctor Lemakshivim, it's a doctor for computers. And mathematics. Oh, we see it on him, he's all dry.
Can you explain those stages?
When you approach a person, you have to tell him something pleasant. Otherwise, he won't look at you. Yeah, right. You have to show him that you have something of interest to him. So he's not going to just look at you. He's going to come close to you. You have to show that what you have is not only pleasant, it's also extremely important for him. Then he's going to connect to you not only according to external taste, but also according to the inner matter, right? Then, later, once he got it, that he has something pleasant and has great importance, the matter of, you know, his life depends on the foundation, him, his family, generations, something. Then, accordingly, you can start talking to him about his commitment for it, how much he will have to invest. And also about the investment, you explain on the condition that it is necessary. But first of all, it's constantly propaganda. You have to do it in this way.
People don't have a lack for freeing themselves from the will to receive.
Of course not. Don't tell him that.
So what? Yes, what needs to be clear? I'm repeating the question. What needs to be clear to a person?
That he's gaining something.
What?
Whatever he wants. Yeah, yeah. By the form of bestowal that we're developing, we stand to gain, meaning he's not getting a private jet tomorrow, something like that. The explanation is such that his will to receive thinks that it can receive various things of this world. He will not receive them, but he will receive such fulfillment as if he owns the whole world. That's what you attain. I attain fulfillment for my will to receive, but not in the form of those objects or fulfillments that other salesmen are trying to sell me. No. I'm going to explain to him that you're going to receive the perfect fulfillment, completely, fully, and you will want something that is worthwhile for you. It's a process, but let's go.
Yaniv recommends for us to read number 8.
8 again, okay.
Excerpt number 8, Rav Kook, the certificate, the document of Israel to be a light to the world, to emerge all of Israel and the people of the world from the darkness of the fires and the false reason that brought them to a complete loss of the order of the world that is materialistic, and the settling of the spiritual spirit of the human people. And therefore he chose the master to all the people that were in the nation of Israel to be a nation, and by which the truth will be revealed of the Lord in the world. And it will be truth as the providence that is private, and will all bring all the knowledge that is more beneficial to bring the ways and knowledge of all humankind. 13, from the light of the Rashash. I know that thanks to the holy book of Zohar and the writings of Kabbalah that will spread around the world, Israel will go out to freedom, and in this study, our redemption is dependent on.
Specifically, that when it expands in the world, the people in Israel will come out of exile.
If such great Kabbalists like the Rashash, Rav Kook, write these things in such a clear way, why do they
jump on us?
Not just they're coming at us, but we're such a few people. Rav Kook is considered a spiritual leader of a very big public in Israel.
No. It's not the same Rav Kook that you're reading here. It's not that same Rav Kook. The Rav Kook that is writing these books and the Rav Kook that they are studying, it's like two personalities.
I didn't know that until now. I was certain that...
No, it's the same man.
It's the same person.
Personality. You understood.
You can't neglect what he's saying here.
No, but you can explain it in such a way that everything will work out for you.
So Rashash said now in the most clearest way, this, the book of Zohar and the wisdom of Kabbalah, in those words he writes.
Yes, for a select few, not for everyone.
But he says broad dissemination to the whole world.
Yeah, Yeah, but a person studies only where his heart desires. I don't have a desire for it. What will you do? It's not written that it's an obligation. If yes, there are excuses, go and see.
It's so frustrating because you can always find an excuse upon an excuse and say, why not?
And the Creator is arranging these things in such a way that we need to accept them and work from within those conditions. I'm not making any calculations with anyone with respect to our dissemination, on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't blame anyone that they're in the state that they're in. Each one is given his own desire.
Is there a point in emphasizing these Kabbalists to show them?
We do it, but those who want to hear, hear, and those who don't, won't. You see that. They're writing. They weren't afraid to write, although there were so many enemies behind every one of them, compared to what we're getting from these little puppies, compared to them, what was before them. Wow.
I think that if, for example, we'll take these collection of the greatest Kabbalists, the Ari, Rav Kook, those who are saying these things in this way, in one line, and they're telling the most clearest and sharpest message, it would be very hard to stand against that. And
really?
It seems that way.
I stood before them, and they told me very simply, we want the general public to do the practical mitzvot, the commandments. That's it. I said nothing. I got up, I left. I just left a book of Shamati on the table, so they can have it.
It's actual heresy. It's
No, it's not heresy. That's how the people of Israel existed after the destruction of the temple for 2,000 years. How can you say it's heresy? That's incorrect. By that, they were able to maintain the people. I disagree. Can't imagine how much those who don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, how much Kabbalists made sure that people stayed away from the wisdom of Kabbalah during the exile. And there was no complete understanding of the material. There were times for this and times for that. We're in the times of the Messiah, it's a different time. But if not, if we would be sitting with you 1,000 years ago, we would be studying all the books except for the books of Kabbalah. Really. For a select few, and even then they would reject them and push them into the corner. And so it is.
But 1,000 years ago, there wasn't a clear obligation to do so.
No, if there was obligation or not. That's how was the leadership of the people. Even today, when we feel, we know how we're being treated, I have nothing against them. They can shout, they can talk, doesn't matter. We need to accept it that it's coming from above, and that's how we need to deal with. Just like the people of Israel deal with the nations of the world, similarly, Kabbalists need to deal with the people of Israel. It's the same pyramid. What did you want to add?
About the period of time of the prohibition of the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So then the wisdom of Kabbalah in its essence, Baal HaSulam writes, because the wisdom of Kabbalah all speaks of the secret of the revelation of the Creator, it's clear that you have no more important and successful wisdom and for its virtue and its meaning. And this is why the wisdom of Kabbalah came to order it in a way that it would be worthwhile to engage in. And those who engaged in it until the time of the concealment, and due to a known reason, it was agreed to conceal, but nevertheless it was for a known time, and God forbid, not forever. As it is written in the Zohar, this wisdom is in the future to be revealed in the end of times, and even to babies of the sons of Rabban.
Otherwise, what? We'll continue like that until infinity? Along the axis of time, we'll continue existing like that? Okay. Next, number 9 of 14.
14. From a letter that Baal Shem Tov wrote to his brother-in-law. I asked from the mouth of the Messiah, when will you come? And he answered, this is how you shall know. When your study and will be revealed and published in the world, and your fountains will immerse outwards that which I taught you and you've attained, and they too will be able to do unifications and ascents like you, and then all the klipot will be smited, and there will be a time for will and salvation.
Everything depends on study and on correction. 15
from Baal HaSulam, the last generation writings. I have already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. God forbid. The bombs will do their things, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance. While everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others. This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah. It was said about this, but in the end of days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come and let us go up, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and he shall judge between many nations. That is, the Messiah will teach them the work of the Creator in equivalence of form, which is the teaching and the law of the Messiah, and shall prove to mighty nations. Meaning, he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of the Creator, all the nations will be destroyed by wars. But if they do accept his law, it is said about it, and they shall beat their swords into shovels. If you take the path of Torah and receive the spice very well, and if not, you will tread the path of suffering, meaning that wars will break out with atom and hydrogen bombs, and all the nations of the world will seek a device how to escape the wars. Then they shall come to the Messiah, to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
A long detour. Let's hope we can shorten it. Okay.
But how you listen to the message and to dissemination. When I came to this path, I listened to you. You as a Kabbalist. You were presented as a Kabbalist on the site of Kabbalah Lam and on the channel. So every program starts with the fact that you're a Kabbalist. Now we disseminate the message as, who are we that we should even be listened to? Why should someone listen to me? What, because...
Look how many circles you have, different... What are they saying, each one of them? However, each one is building himself.
The question is, how do we need to build ourselves as individuals? Because when we disseminate on the internet as individuals,
Kabbalists, one who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, and you are studying for years now, you are called Kabbalists.
That's what I'm saying. It's a matter. It's not clear how to approach this.
Why?
Because it's sensitive to call myself on the Facebook. Shai Livnat, the Kabbalist, they'll think I'm completely crazy.
If you write it there, they're
no, that's what they will think. Because what is a Kabbalist? Who gave you that title? What are you all of a sudden?
There's no title for that because no one can measure it, no one can see it. I would go sometimes with Rabash here in Petah Tikva to some an old guy and to Holon, other places. He would talk to these people, and I was present sometimes. Sometimes he would say, "Stay in the car, I'll go by myself." And sometimes I would go with him. And they would speak. There was nothing. I'd ask him what. Well, he said I couldn't feel him. He didn't open himself up. Like that. That's how it is between two people, corporeally and spiritually. If one doesn't want to, the other one can't feel him. If the other one will appear to him as a regular person, he would not feel the eternality in him. That's it.
So,
you can say, especially that you're studying Kabbalah for so many years, why not?
When you tell these stories about Rabash, about his discernments, who a Kabbalist and who isn't, it's something on a layer that I can't perceive. I don't have such discernments.
A Kabbalist is someone who knows how to restrict his desires to receive and begin to bestow to the public and through the public to the Creator.
Can I decide on myself that I've reached a degree that's called a Kabbalist?
No, but you're on the way, like everyone.
Is there such a title for one who's on the path?
There's no title, there's no degree, nothing. You're not measured, measured anywhere. It's you by yourself.
So how should I present myself towards someone who's bringing a message from the wisdom of Kabbalah? Just someone who studies, a Kabbalist, something in between?
Try to explain yourself.
With
a link to... To the authentic sources from which you're taking it. That's it. Not yourself, but other Kabbalists. That's it. Great scientists that discover all sorts of things, and underneath them you have those who talk about it and disseminate it.
Also in the academy and also in general, like in the Eastern methods, some priest writes a book. So I know he's a priest of some very famous temple for 20 years, and in the academy some professor or doctor or a monk or that write articles. Here it's either you're a Kabbalist or not. It's like there's no graduation here.
If you are disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah according to authentic sources and you bring them as a proof for what you're saying, to show that you're not talking nonsense, you can say that you're Kabbalist. Although, who's asking? I don't even know. If they don't want to call it like that, they won't. Like about me. Well, they tell sorts of terrible words about me. Am I a Kabbalist in their eyes? No. So what? Does it disturb me? In no way. Does it stop me from anything? No.
It's just a matter. I'm not sure we'll be able to solve this now, but even when we go and teach in the campus, we're your students. We're not...
Okay, so it's not considered a Kabbalist?
The word Kabbalist is a little trickish. It's tricky.
Depends where it comes from. If you get up, you know, 2,000 years ago, you're coming from there, you're a Kabbalist, and then it's clear. According to this wisdom and the book of Zohar. But either way, we have to be like it.
It's written in Wikipedia, a Kabbalist is a character who engages in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. For all those who ask.
No, it's Wikipedia.
It's more acceptable than us, Wikipedia. What does the development of a clear language depend upon? Talent or the state of the generation?
Talent. It has nothing to do with the height of attainment. There are people who can talk nicely to the point, and there are people who can't, although inside they have so much wisdom they can't express it. There was a guy, I don't know, 20, was 35, close to 40 years old. He would come to us sometimes for kiddush, for the Sabbath. If there was a special activity, he would come, bar mitzvah, something. And they would ask him to give a speech, and Rabbi should always enjoy, be delighted. Oh, he's such a graceful speaker. How does he speak? There was nothing there, but he knew how to talk nicely. And not just going around in circles, but really speak well. It's oration is an art. To be an orator, it's an ancient art. They teach it and study it in many places, but it depends on the person himself. You have to have inner preparations for it.
So what, Baal HaSulam was more talented from Rav Kook? He found a language that was more scientific and sharp?
Yeah, it was more technical. Yeah, of course, without a doubt. His language fits our generation much more than the language of Rav Kook, although it says nothing about their height. This is something else, and I'm not going to... Who am I to measure any of them? But without a doubt, the language of the wisdom of Kabbalah, of Baal HaSulam, is a language that is the clearest of all the languages. The clearest of all the other styles as well.
So the whole reason that they don't understand us is because we didn't find a clear language, or is it because of something else?
No, you don't understand Baal HaSulam as well. It's difficult as well, but relatively speaking, how he's using definitions and words and everything, the most modern, straightforward way. It's a technical, educational language.
And if we were to find a clear language, what, people would understand and come and immediately...
What do you mean clear?
A clear language, I'm saying, that... You're saying there's no more than that?
I don't think you can bring them even closer. You know, we're doing the preface again, and we'll do it again and again until we get something out of it, because it depends on the attainment. That's nothing to do with the amount of beautiful words you're putting in the explanation. People won't understand two words, one next to the other, why one connects to the other.
So it depends on the perception of a person, not on the clear language.
Well, nevertheless.
Ken. Ma? Peter.
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 Доброе утро.
Good morning. On one hand, we're reading here of Kabbalists who are talking about the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. On the other hand, not once have we spoken of the quantity of people that study Kabbalah that is very small, very few relative to the people in the world. It's like a certain... How to build a new approach to it? That's actually the question. It's like a little chip relative to a big computer.
Study together with us, all of us, day in, day out, every morning, with all the material that we're learning, and ultimately to write, and in this way to explain various groups, and gradually from that you will get a clear language. Language is something that comes not from something that someone invents. This is generation after generation where you have to use these explanations, and then suddenly, meaning after a few years, suddenly it's born. I'm sure we'll be able to explain that language in that preface in a language that's closer to the understanding of beginners. Nevertheless, it will never be easy. It's not like you're taking some beautiful literature and you start to rewrite it. You need to explain things to them that are not in their feeling and might even be in an opposite feeling. So it's very difficult to describe it. Okay? Hold on.
Coleman. When I choose some message of connection towards a person, I bring down the signs of Kabbalah, only talk about connection in his language. Do I still need to connect him to the source somehow? Let's say that it comes from Bala Sulam or...
I can't say. It depends where you are, who you're talking to, what is your goal. I can't say. I cannot say. It's not a question. Don't ask me how to behave somewhere.
It's essential because it's enough for when I hear to pass on the message to him without telling him where it comes from. If the message includes all the right parameters, it's enough.
It's possible. Maybe if you can't do it any other way, at least that. I can't give you any advice in that because it all depends on how you feel the customer. That's it.
The world Yeshivat Chavarim, we're inviting everyone at 6:45 Israel time to connect, unite, and be together in the world, global world Yeshivat Chavarim, to be together with us. The new courses in Kabbalah Lam are going to be starting in on the 30th of June in Haifa, Netanya, Petach Tikva, and Rishon LeZion, until the 3rd of July. For details, one Cubs UIL or 1-700-509-209. From Unity to One, the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, we're inviting all our students to Kishinev in Moldova that will take place from the 6th to the 8th of September. For more details and registration, enter kabbalah.info/convention. With that, we will conclude. Thank you and good day.